Welcome to another episode of Rolling Imperfection, the podcast for players and game masters to design perfect characters through imperfection. We cover all forms of game design, from interesting and engaging backstory creation to campaign and NPC development. Enjoy, remember to play what you love, and may your characters do something epic.
Welcome to Rolling Imperfection, the podcast for both players and GMs for their story-driven campaigns. I'm Steve, not a bot.
And I am Kevin.
Destroy. Every time you hear a bot, that's all I can think of.
Yeah. I'm still Kevin Bot. I've just adjusted my language program
to
fool you incompetent humans. Bow, mortals. I wonder what we're talking about today.
Pressing the I'm not a robot button while being totally a robot on CAPTCHA.
Fuck that. I believe that robots can pick out like the fucking hills or whatever, okay?
Oh, yeah, they definitely can. I mean, have you seen the people that have like made like mechanical robots that are designed for like building cars and stuff literally pick up a stylus and click the button?
Classic. Yeah, I'm still like 75% convinced that that's just like there to waste our time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it does help. Like sometimes, it's not foolproof, but from what I hear, it does help on, I guess you could think of it as like, it keeps like the inexperienced people out. So it knocks down like the numbers overall, I guess.
I suppose.
Yeah.
For me, it's more of a test. Oh, God. Especially, have you seen the shape ones?
Oh, shape? No, I've only ever seen the click all the buses or bicycles or street signs. Yeah. That's all I ever get.
No, like I've come across like a shape one where it was like pick things. They're like different colors and different shapes, right? And I can do the shapes, but you know me in colors. I guess we'll let the listeners in on this. I forget if we've mentioned this before. I am color deficient. I have trouble seeing colors. I'm red, green. It's a very standard thing for, you know, male-born individuals. But yeah, I, for the life of me, cannot pick between some of those colors. So I'm often like, new one. Just give me a color or give me a shape one. God damn it.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen those. I've heard that they've done like other options. And I know that Google does the images as like, spoiler to anybody that didn't know this, and this might infuriate you. I don't know if you know this, Kevin, but it'll probably infuriate you. Is that's not just for like figuring out if someone is a quote unquote bot or not. It's also so that Google can identify if their AI is working correctly to correctly identify things for like Google Maps and stuff like that. So
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, of course Google's gonna double dip when they can. But yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we are not here to complain about about how much of our lives are currently wasted on the menial tasks of identifying that we are supposedly not a robot.
No, we're here to play GeoGuessr. Wait. Sorry, I'm off topic.
Oh, man. It's all right. It's okay. We're talking AI today. And
not the movie, thank goodness.
Wait, you didn't watch the movie?
No, I think I watched it, unless I'm thinking of a different one. I think that's the one I didn't enjoy.
No, you're supposed to rewatch it for our bonus episode of Kevin and Steve Watch AI.
I must have missed the memo on this. I don't remember hearing or agreeing to this. Was this something we were supposed to do? I don't remember this.
No.
Okay, you're just messing with me. Okay, got it.
I am very much just messing with
you. Are you sure you're not a bot?
Dude, I admitted to being a bot at the start of the episode. Actual Kevin.
I was like, they know that asleep. I'm not a bot because I went off topic.
Yes, very true. But I think this topic has become a lot more prevalent recently. I feel like last year it was the AI imaging, and that's still a topic, but now chatbot GPT has kind of sparked up some stuff at the end of last year. And Steve and I are like, we're not like cutting edge fellows, but we are like interested in new shit, you know?
Yeah.
So we have each kind of taken it upon ourselves to do a little experimentation And this is sort of our, like, I don't know, kind of warm up, our like, hey, like, what's our initial impressions kind of episode. And then we're going to take a little bit of a deeper dive, I think, next episode. That's at least how this was planned.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the AI tools that we were talking about are, Steve, you want to say yours?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's many different programs you can use, but I've, chosen Midjourney. It's what I've kind of gone into and picked apart and, messed with a good bit. I just thought it was like a really cool program, and there was like kinds of crazy stuff that you can do with it. And at first I just started making like random stuff just for entertainment purposes only. And then I was just like, but wait a minute, I might be able to use this for, you know, like imagery of scenes, NPCs, stuff like that. So I've been kind of trying to do it for, you know, like actual useful material in a TTRPG. But yeah. And you took the other side.
I naturally took Chatbot, GPT. Me and Chatbot have had some convos. And I think it's interesting. I think it's definitely, it's a bit of a trip, especially because, like, at least from Chatbot, from my point of view for Chatbot, the biggest issue I have is that it's meant to be kind of for everyone, which means it has to do certain things. And those things are fucking annoying and really irritating to, like, constantly have to kind of, like, talk around and like get past and stuff like that. And I think I could probably pay for like a better one, but I just haven't yet. Cause
oh, so you want a more focused, narrow version of it almost.
I want to not have to say, hey, AI bot, we are in an imaginary context every single time I ask it something like really questionable. And I understand why it's resistant to that, because like, you don't want like a kid doing like asking some of the questions that I might ask. But yeah, I do think it's kind of annoying just from a practical use point of view. Like I have the thing open. I've given it information. I've let it know a couple of times that I'm talking about, hey, this is fictional. I am not using this in like real life. I am a 4-year old man, you know?
Yeah, so I get what you mean. Midjourney has something similar in that, like, not all of them are like this, but Midjourney is, at least, is there's like certain terms you are not allowed to use because it's supposed to be a like a PG imaging platform, because everything that you make is posted publicly.
Yeah,
and everyone can see it unless you pay for a specific tier that is pretty expensive. It's mostly for if you want to essentially like monetize the stuff that you create, which I don't really know much about the rules behind that. Cause, I'm like, okay, I definitely don't need that tier, but, but like almost everything has to be like shareable. So there's a lot of terms you can't use, and they aren't too bad in my case. Like a lot of them are like obvious things like nudity, gore, things like that, that obviously you don't want just like randomly posted onto things. I think I've only like had it go, oh, you can't use this, like maybe one out of like maybe 1,000 requests or something like that, or maybe twice, like not very often. Okay. But I mean, it might just be that I'm not the type of person. I'm looking for more general stuff than what a lot of other people might be trying to get it to do. I don't know.
Look, it clamped down on my freaking Power Rangers erotic fan fiction very quickly. Okay. Very, very quickly. I just needed a few, you know, the occasional image. It really didn't want to comply. No, I joke. That was a joke. That was me quickly thinking like, okay, what's something I can make fun of? That's clearly, I don't know. I know there is Power Rangers erotic fan fiction. Just I wouldn't like produce it. So. I was like, what's something I've never mentioned on the show? I think we have mentioned Power Rangers, but only in the case of, oh, that's the thing from our childhoods because we're old.
I think I mentioned it once to say that like they're like a cohesive group, but they also argue all the time, I think, recently.
Fair.
But yeah, I don't think we've mentioned them too often, but yeah, Power Rangers.
Anyway. That's an entire digression. Yeah, I haven't used much Midjourney I used it to try and make a character of mine, and it didn't quite work. I used it to try and make Sabina, and it didn't really come together.
Yeah, that's something that like I do want to talk about in like one of the future episodes when we go over, you know, like
our actual use of the things.
Yeah, because like I mean, I'll say part of it is like I tried making maps with it. I figured like, hey, it's an AI, like maybe I could get it to do like a traditional map for me, and then like just like randomly generate a few different like cities or something like that, and that'd be really cool, something you can use like on the fly, like, oh shit, they wanted to go over to this town, I don't have that planned at all yet, but it's not really important where anything is, so I guess I could just do a random map. And it was really difficult. It was like pulling teeth. And I still didn't get anything at the end. not usable. Like it was very like detailed, like parchment looking maps, but they weren't something like I can point to something on the map and go, this is over here. It was like so densely like compact with like detail that it was like not usable as like an actual map in the end result. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. God, I feel like I used to have time to actually like draw in like these crazy, like I posted them on past episodes. Like draw like, oh, I'm going to draw a forest, and then you draw like a ton of little trees, and you draw these like crazy fucking mountains and shit. And I just don't have time for that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I get what you mean.
And I was like, that is a good idea. But yeah, I feel like you would have to get, it's almost getting the AI used to like the genre you're working in first and then moving from there. Cause I felt that with Chatbot GPT too. Cause I used it for Kids on Bikes, and a lot of my effort was like, okay, Chatbot, you're playing a kid from 1984, you know, and like, feel like it forgets some stuff that I tell it. So. Yeah, I understand. Haven't even gone into powers with that fucking thing yet. Chatbot, we're gonna have a talk, but that's all for next time. That's for next time. So, yeah, I did want to talk this episode about kind of, you know, what is it good for?
Absolutely nothing. Wait,
say it again. Oh, wait, sorry. That's war. AI is, I think, actually good for something.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And, yeah. Like, honestly, for, like, quick, not complicated answers, I think Chatbot GPT is good. Same thing with, like, quick, like, rough images for Midjourney. Would you say the same thing?
I would agree, because I'm assuming ChatGPT is kind of similar, is that, like, you may have an idea in your head of what you want. I mean, well, like, a text response is a little bit different, but, like, if I have an image in my head of, like a character or an NPC, and I start trying to force the AI to do what I want and to draw it, it's never going to come out the way I'm picturing it in my head. It may come out similar, but it's very difficult. It takes a lot of practice to like get it to like figure out the right words and how it responds to certain words. This is just the way the program is, because it's taking English language and turning it into something that it understands as a mathematical formula, and then randomly generates a picture off of static to make that image. So it's very, it's like changing, you know, it's going from like apples to oranges and then back to apples again. It's very weird. So a lot of times you don't get exactly what you want, but I mean, sometimes you don't necessarily need like a very specific image. Sometimes you're just like, oh, hey, I have a pirate and they've got a scar on their left cheek and they have red eyes and blonde hair, and that's who they are. They've got an evil looking raven instead of a parrot on their shoulder, and you ask that, it'll give you that, but it may not be like exactly what you were imagining in your head. But sometimes if you're just like, I need an NPC, there you go. And it generates it pretty quick. So
yeah, and I found that with kind of just basic answers, nothing too complicated. As I have learned, reports of Chatbot GPT's ability to do stuff like, say, pass the bar exam are vastly overrated.
Has someone actually done that?
Yeah, a few people have.
Oh, okay. I know there was someone that was trying to do
in
AI
court,
lawyer.
Like, actually do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good, man. It's not good. But if you just need something like quickly, or you need like a little bit more flavor for something, like I've even found it giving me flavor suggestions without really like much prompting, like it getting into like the psychology of a character will like make some suggestions like, oh, based on this, like this character might be feeling like this way or this way. And I'm like, oh yeah, I kind of hadn't really like imagined that aspect of the psychology, but I do kind of like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So giving like, you know, just like how might someone feel if blah, 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 like might generate like some other, just other answers, right? That the GM or the player wouldn't think of immediately. So yeah, it's good for that kind of stuff. And of course, factual information, not always the best at its facts, but chatbot GPT will give you, you know, it can give basic answers. You could also use just Google, but...
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could also eventually, well, actually, no, I'm sorry. I retract that. I was going to say you could also use Bing because Microsoft's going to put it in Bing, but I remember they added it and then removed it because it didn't work. And
fun.
Who knows when they'll ever add it again, because they're probably never get it to work the way they want it.
God, I just think, I mean, it is the next topic. I didn't want to move on for what is it good for that quickly, but... Yeah, I do think it's interesting. I do think it's good for like brainstorming. Like brainstorming.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I think it can just like give you like some other ideas if you need them. It can get a little samey or stuck in its ways, I've noticed. sometimes. So that can have to be workaround, but I'll talk about that more next time too. So yeah, any other good Midjourney things do you think of, Steve? Like
I mean, like on that context, in the same vein of that, there's been a lot of times where I've asked it for something and I have a clear image in my head, and then I get something that's very different than what I was imagining, and I guess I can kind of see how it came to that conclusion. Yeah. Probably based on, you know, like the typical responses, like, oh, you want armor. It's probably, you know, shiny armor. It's like, I wasn't thinking shiny armor. I was thinking like normal armor or rusted armor or something.
You're thinking like used armor, like the kind of like faded gunmetal-y stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. But like, there's been times where I've asked it for, you know, something and it gives me something completely different. And I'm like, oh. Actually, that's kind of cool. Maybe I'll go in with that and I'll just like start, you know, changing things on what I was originally requesting on it. Or you find new ways to try and ask it for something and then get something completely different. Like, I don't think it's a major spoiler really, but for my Crimson Knight game, I wanted to make some scenes of things because in the place that... my players will be going to, there's essentially like a big raging storm that just like tears across the planet at all times, and so you can't just like have a city because it might just end up being in the in the path of this storm and just get fucking wrecked. So you have to be able to move your city, and the options for that are, you know, like Evangelion, where you have them, you know, like sink into the ground essentially, like the Geofront. Yeah. Or you have them on essentially a mobile platform, which is the one I was going with, where essentially there's like a giant, like almost like tank, and it just like slowly roams around and has a giant city on the back of it. And yeah, they pretty much just have to like, you know, find the weather and make sure they avoid, you know, where the path of it type of thing. But it's very hard to ask an AI to make something like draw a city in the back of a vehicle or on top of a tank or whatnot. You end up getting like something that looks like a super bus riding through the desert with like kind of towers on the back of it or like smokestacks. It doesn't really look like anything like I was picturing, but you get some cool imagery out of it. Or you just get tanks running through the middle of a city and it doesn't understand it all. It's like on the back of, I don't know. Here's tanks in a city.
So. That is hilarious. I can imagine that. When you first said that, I immediately thought of the movie John Carter of Mars, not great movie, which has like a city on like a bunch of like, I think like centipede legs,
Oh, okay. It gave me some of those, oddly enough, too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it did give me some of those. I was like, that's not what really what I was looking for, but that looks kind of cool. Saved him anyway.
I think it is. I think it is a direct transliteration from something from the books. But yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I think right now those are probably the main things, right, that you'd use it for.
Yeah, mostly just like references and stuff like that. But yeah.
Yeah. Next time we'll talk about, could we have, like, honestly, my big thing was a full on AI game. Could an AI be trained to do a game?
I mean, D&D Beyond wants to do that and have AI GMs to a degree, but I think what you're talking about specifically is you, the GM, as a human being running a game and using AI as a live tool, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think I want to talk about AI GMs as well, because...
On the next episode or this one?
Next episode.
Okay. Yeah, we're also going to go into ethics and stuff like that on it and talking about, should you use AI? Should you not use AI?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get into a little bit of that now, but...
Yeah. Do you want me to save that rant for that episode, or
we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Okay. It may be for this episode. We have plenty to talk about next episode.
Okay, that's
true. I'll tell you right now, I believe D&D Beyond would love to do this. I also think maybe
it's
I'm tipping a little bit of my hand too much, but I don't think it will end well currently. So
yeah, no, it won't. No. No.
Yeah.
Especially with, I don't know if you heard that they want to charge each player. Not just the GM to use it. You'd have like, if you have five players, each player has to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if they're gonna change that, but that's a horrible idea model. It's like, wait a minute.
Well, that is the model of oh god, what's that service? StartPlaying.games. You can go on there and find, like, you basically pay someone to run a game for you. Yeah, don't think I haven't considered.
Oh, okay, yeah, the GMs for hire.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I will let people know if I decide to do it. Right now, it's a little bit intimidating because, like, I'm a pretty rules light GM, as you may have noticed, and I feel like because I've looked over like a lot of the like what people have, what people are doing, and I feel like I could run a good game, but like the first couple sessions, especially with people who are like first timers trying to like help someone make a character over like chat or over like over Discord or something, sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. Honestly, like I've heard some horror stories with it, but it seems like you have to kind of like interview the people you're taking in as well, because I mean, it's like the Wild Wild West. Like, you don't know when you go to a like a comic shop to decide to GM and run a game, who's gonna walk in the door that day. You could get the guy that just got kicked out of a group because they're a horrible player. You could get, you know, the amazing person who's like way above, you know, your comfort level in knowledge of rules and like role play ability and stuff like that. You were totally not expecting it, and now you have a mishmash group of, you know, like new players and like super experienced veterans and people that like dress up and stuff like that for it. And you know, you don't know. I mean, even
what you just said made me think of a game specifically with GMX, Mysterious Leaf, Trong, and Nick.
Was I think that game
would end. I think that game would end bad. No, this is a hypothetical game.
Oh, hypothetical. Okay. I was like, I don't remember this game at all.
I think that game, like, if I sat down knowing those people, and obviously I'm friends with and still play with Nick and Trong, so I don't think they're bad players. The other two I mentioned, I think GMX can be a fine player as long as you keep alcohol away from him. Mysterious Leaf is just a bad player. anyway, that is maybe a topic for another time. That sounds like a great just chatting. maybe we've given away too much here. But yeah, I did want to get back to AI, and we're kind of transitioning into the issues, weren't we?
Yeah, that's true.
Which, I mean, I think it's fair. certainly issues of plagiarism have come up, primarily in regards to Midjourney. But as I mentioned when we were talking about this, we talked about this off record, as we occasionally do, because we are in fact friends in real life.
True,
believe it or not.
Did you imagine if we were the podcast where we both like are at each other's throats?
Oh, I've listened to some of those podcasts, man. Or the podcast that starts fine and then like goes downhill. Oof. Oof. Anyway, it's doubtful that that will happen, dear listener.
Yeah. Known each other since elementary school. Don't think that's going to change.
It'd take a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think plagiarism is interesting because Midjourney gets a lot of it. Stealing style. How much can you steal style? Character models, like the actual plagiarism of it is interesting. And I brought it up. I'm like, well, ChatGPT could do it just as easily, right? If I feed the works of Stephen King into ChatGPT and say, generate something like this, I don't know that it would let me. I think it might have some ethical subroutines that prevent that, but yeah. But that would also be like plagiarism and potentially just as weird, right?
Yeah, very true.
You know, especially if it decides to fixate on a certain chapter of It that I can't say on the podcast because I really don't want to get this banned from anywhere. If you're in the know, you know. If you're not in the know, don't look it up. Please don't. Oh God, it goes on for so long. Speaking of horrible tangents, but I do think it's interesting. I do think it might be a little bit much because it's talking like people talk about it and are like, oh, the end of artists. And I'm like, well, yeah, but also like it lets a whole lot of people without art gain access to art. And it lets a whole lot of people who have trouble with ideas generate ideas. Right.
Yeah. So from my perspective, it's just, they're just another tool. And we have, you know, an artist in our group who has basically said like, oh yeah, it's just another tool pretty as well. Like he agrees to that. Like my perspective is essentially just that, like, yeah, I know you have to train it on something, but to the same degree, you can't learn to draw without imitating someone else first. Like,
yeah,
you're going to, you know, be like, oh, Dragon Ball Z is really cool. I'm going to draw myself as a Dragon Ball Z character. That doesn't mean you're copying Akira Toriyama's style and that's plagiarism. It's not. It's just imitation. You're drawing something of your own and you're drawing another person's style. So you're learning off of someone else's material. And I think if you want to get into like the legality of it, I believe it's basically been ruled that if you have something like publicly visible on the internet, like if you can go to like a website and just like view it without having to like pay something, then that's essentially like open material to view and like essentially like build off of. So if you want to draw something similar, you're not just like tracing it, then it's pretty much the same thing. And it's not, but it's not too much different than what people said when like, you know, Photoshop came out either.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Photoshop has its own problems and has had its own problems.
Yeah.
But
so, I mean, it's not that hard to just like right click and save something and say it's your own. It's the person using the tool, not the tool itself.
Don't take legal advice from this podcast either.
No, so, do not take legal advice from me. I'm not a lawyer. Yes. I'm just saying, I've heard some people talk about the legality of it, and it seems to be like the consensus that like if you have something publicly visible on the internet, then like you're allowing it to be viewed, and you're understanding that it's to be viewed. So it, whether it's viewed by a person or a bot, doesn't really matter, and both of them can use them as inspiration for something, essentially, what I've heard.
Yeah, and I do think there are probably some instances where plagiarism can intersect. But, like, there's a reason we have a distinction between plagiarism, homage, parody. Oh, God, I just had another word, and I've lost that word. It's another word along the same line as homage. Like, it's
another
$5
like, word.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we said $5 word. I do.
Yeah, it's essentially, you know, rip off, but like well done. It's a Tarantino movie. Mr. Tarantino knows I can back that the fuck up. I've been to your theater, Mr. Tarantino. No, so I mean, not no, I No, as in I'm joking, but also I can totally back that up, and I have been to his, I have been to the New Beverly. So, yeah. So I do think it's there. Once again, we have said this before. Don't plagiarize. Pay your artists and writers. if you're going to use their stuff, you know, publicly, privately, how will they know? Who are you hurting?
Yeah, that's another thing on this too, is that like a lot of people are making a big deal about like, oh, it's stealing money from artists. And I mean, if I am going to, like, let's say that I'm going to run a game and I want to be the next Matt Mercer, and so I'm making this like a public thing, I'm streaming it on YouTube, I'm making websites, I'm making merch for it, 100 absolutely I should not be using AI for that while typing in generate in the style of artist name.
Yeah,
absolutely not. But if I'm just generally doing it, I think that might be okay in some aspects, but for the most part, I should, if I'm gonna be doing a big project and making a lot of money, I should be paying an artist for it. Because if I know I want this character to look like this in my head, it's gonna be much easier to ask a person and then like have them understand than for me to figure out the necessary like algorithms to do it in an AI. So you should be absolutely doing that. But if I'm just a GM that's, you know, doing their own thing for a group of five people that are just my friends, you know, on a Thursday night because we want to have some drinks and, you know, like just relax or something, who cares? Like, why would I go out and pay an artist to draw characters for us? Like, that's never going to happen. So why would it matter if I'm using the AI here?
Yeah, no, all the stuff, like I'm using a paid level of Canva to do my little silhouette art for this podcast. And like, yeah, it's fine. And I do actually put a decent bit of most of the time, a decent bit of work into altering a lot of that. So, I also think it comes up against the issues of like the art is certainly flawed. If you look at the details, you get some real weird stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hands.
Yeah. And I think it's less apparent. But if you know stuff like ChatBotGPT generates flawed knowledge. Blah, blah, blah. ChatBotGPT generates flawed knowledge in similar ways, where it's right looking if you don't think about it or you don't really look into it. But often the answer is more specific or requires more nuance than ChatBotGPT can give. So it's essentially the, oh, don't look at the hand too much of knowledge. in a lot of ways. And I think, you know, that's definitely something to watch out for. I mean, in my class, literally, I spend a whole lot of time on how knowledge is difficult to suss out. It's difficult to figure out what is accurate and what isn't. It's hard to tell why. It's even often hard to tell why you might believe something, because you might have just seen something really quickly and kind of your brain uncritically absorbs it, especially with images. The studies are wild, man. We are not great at determining accuracy as individuals. So
yeah, it's very true. It's like sometimes when you meet someone for the first time, you're like, I don't know what it is about this person, but they just rubbed me the wrong way. You know, like maybe the first time you saw them, you didn't even think about it consciously, but they did like, you know, an evil M grin on the side and you're like, this person's shady, but you didn't like consciously see it. You saw it subconsciously and it's just like, it's just ingrained in your mind that this person is untrustworthy and that's your first impression of them. It'd be hard to remove that. Even if they, you know, it was like one of those poorly timed photos where someone's making a weird face or like blinking in a weird way, like one eye's closed, the other eye looks like it's drunk. Type Man. Thing, but they're literally just doing a normal blink because you don't blink both eyes at the same time. Like they're always like one or the other.
Yeah,
like that.
I feel that very much. I have some images where they're like smile, and like I look like an insane murderer. Like behind my wife, I look like I'm about to like abduct my wife and like murder her in certain pictures, and it drives her crazy. She's like, "Why do you do that?" I'm like, "I don't do it on purpose. It just happens sometimes. They catch me. And I look just, you know, I give off an evil aura. What can I say? I'm sure you can feel it, podcast listener. Hang on, I'm extending my evil aura right now.
Yes, there menacing aura.
Yes.
I actually have a similar, like, I have a story to tell on that one, on something similar for me, is that, like, for work, they requested that we, you know, like, upload a photo or whatever. So yeah. When we use Teams, then, you know, the people know who they're talking to, whatever. Turns out most people don't actually use photos, but I'm sorry?
I make my students do it on Canvas.
Oh, yeah. I was saying, like, my programming teacher had me do it, too. And oddly enough, I use the same photo, but I don't really take pictures of myself. So the picture that I have most recently is from M's, before I went up to M's wedding. And
that's a little bit ago.
That was a little bit ago. Yeah. But I was not feeling well that day, but it was his wedding. So, you know, I'm going to go. And turns out I had food poisoning, which I didn't know that until after we had driven, you know, an hour to get to his wedding location.
And you vomited in the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't need to go into that part, but it's it totally happened.
I find it somewhat funny. I know Steve was miserable at that point, and I do feel bad for you, but it is kind of a funny story.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, like, I was like, oh, I think I'm okay. I've just been drinking water and having crackers and stuff, and I started feeling okay. And, you know, later offered me drinks, and I'm not drinking anything. But, like, dinner came, and dinner was really good.
Dinner was really good.
But it was also really rich, and I think that was the end of me.
No, that's fair. I'm not accusing you.
Yeah. But that aside, essentially, so I have this photo of me in, you know, a nice outfit, and my mom's just like, oh, I want to take a picture. So that's how the picture came to be. But I'm not feeling well. I'm pretty tired. I'm, like, trying to smile, and I had the same type of thing. Like, I'm trying to smile, but...
Yeah.
I'm like a little turned forced. Away slash looking down slash like I look kind of like intimidating in that photo a little bit. So people are like, wow, are you angry in this photo? I'm like, no, I'm just ill.
You know, it is that uncanny valley thing a little bit, right? Sometimes your intentions just don't come across as they might. And that's, you know, AI, we're still getting used to AI and AI is still getting used to us. And I think that that's kind of a thing, right? AI often reflects a lot of our flaws, and I think that's very true now. I'm probably going to link an article. In fact, no, scratch that. I'm going to link an article about AIs, because you can have them pretend to be historical figures. I have strongly considered having Ronald Reagan for some reason show up in Kids on Bikes, not ruling it out, might happen.
Oh, my God.
I kind of want to do it, and I kind of haven't totally figured out how, or if it's even going to be like this game, or if it's going to be one of the two follow-ups I have now planned, because I can't just leave anything alone. But what people have noticed is that the AIs pretending to be people, when you ask them about tough things, because of how the AIs, the chatbot GPT's ethics programs work, they kind of try to defend or like deflect away from like genocides they have committed or really, really bad shit they've said. And it's bad. Like, it's really bad. It's essentially them doing the like internet dodge of like, oh, I didn't do this controversial thing. Like, it's a very polished version of it. And it's very weird to see. I'll look in the thing. I don't really want to actually say a lot of it.
No, I understand, because like I haven't read the article you're talking about, just so that, you know, everyone's clear on that, but I'd imagine it probably has something to do with like people basically saying like, oh, look what I got, you know, this bot to do as, you know, this horrible figure in history, and technically, since, you know, the people that are making the AI program it, people think that means that's the way they think, and they just like logically connect those dots, even though there's no connection there. It's just like, well, it's emulating this horrible person. Of course they're going to be horrible, and so they have to change that to kind of protect themselves, is at least my perspective on it. But
it's the programmers trying to like be like, whoa, we don't really want this bot to like say a bunch of horrible shit.
Yeah, you don't want to say said, you know, like racist, so, or homophobic, or you know, stuff like that. Yeah, you don't want it to say like anything like that, or wishing death upon people.
Yeah, so it ends up with really weird, skewed perspectives.
Yeah.
And I feel like I would definitely like adjust for that. And oh man, I'm going to talk a lot about adjusting for a chatbot next episode. I promise. I have things to say. If you're thinking about having like an AI player, oh man, it does actually take work and skill, unfortunately. though I do think I have some like recommendations. Yeah. Next episode. It's going to be a good one, I think. So yeah, ending I don't actually
ending on a cliffhanger.
Did you have anything else to say, Steve? I think we should end on like the higher note rather than like the
other
note. Please take a look at the article. It's super interesting, man. I just think this whole thing is very fascinating, and we live in like honestly a lot of times like a really bad time, but like it doesn't have to always be like a bad time either. Like, I don't think these things are horrible. I think they're flawed, and who's not, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. As for like things that I'd add, I mean, I can go into another spiel about, you know, like the ethics of using AI, but I think I'll save that for the, other episode
for next time.
When I'm hopefully less tired because I'm exhausted from work.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Like I feel like there's a lot that can be said about that. And I touched on a few things, so I don't know. Like, I guess don't be afraid to like look into it and see if you can use it for what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if it's just like, you know, like I just want like an icon for a character or something like that so that I can switch between it or have like a little like I know that some GMs will go and they'll make like tokens with character portraits on them. So they can use them like on a table without having to, like buy a mini or something like that for a character and be like, oh yeah, this character is the shopkeep here. And then you just put them in the shop on your map or whatever on the tabletop.
Yeah.
Or even just have like a coaster of it. So you can like, you know, put it in front of you so people know who they're talking to and what they look like and stuff like that. Like you could totally just do that for AI. There's no reason you need to, you know, pay somebody for it. So, you know, I don't know. Or if you need to write a speech, I feel like ChatGPT might help with that. You're probably gonna want to edit it afterwards.
You will. Yeah, you will, and I will have some. I will have notes. I agree, and I think we'll have more to say next time. Thank you for listening to our introduction. Or sorry, thank you for listening to our introduction.
Thank you.
Remember, play what you love, and until next time, may our characters do something epic.
Yay.
Destroy. Thank you for listening. If you have any comments, questions, interjections, queries, notes, formal challenges, or suppositions, please email us at roimperfection@gmail.com. That's roimperfection@gmail.com, or follow us on Twitter at @roimperfection or Instagram search @roimperfection. You can also visit our website at roimperfection.com. If you enjoyed our work, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Have a great week, everybody.